to apply this, we could spend a long time looking at all of these pictures of people that have made wise or foolish financial decisions. But what about us today in the 21st century, those of us living in the New Testament world, living under grace? The book of Proverbs is wisdom. How do we apply it to our lives today? Well, this slide, godly stewards, remember this whole part of Proverbs is about being a steward of what God gives us. Godly stewards learn contentment. Now we're going to spend, turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to spend the next few minutes walking through the Apostle Paul explaining to Timothy in chapter 6 what it means to be a steward for God. In other words, Paul is assuming that Timothy already understands that he has surrendered to God and that everything he has received is a gift from God, his life, his time, his spiritual gifts that he has as a man of God, and that he is just supposed to be a steward that's going to answer to God. And this is, and if you follow along, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul is writing to Timothy, reminding him what a steward looks like so that Timothy can teach this as a pastor. Remember, Timothy was a pastor of the church in Ephesus at this time, the church Paul had planted and founded and started. And then Paul, as he's taken away by the Romans and imprisoned, Timothy comes in and becomes their pastor. And this is what Paul says, starting in 1 Timothy chapter 6 in verse 6. And he says this, principle number one, 1 Timothy 6, 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Do you know what that means? Remember that things are only temporary. Do you remember what it said in Proverbs? Watch out for your riches, they'll get wings like eagles and fly away. How does Paul apply that proverb to Timothy? He says, verse 7, we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Always remember that things are temporary. But what's the beginning of that? Verse 6, godliness with contentment. Godly stewards need to learn contentment. We need to learn that we're thankful for what God gives us. Now you say, wait a minute, what if I'm having financial trouble? Well, if you're practicing drowsiness and stinginess and indulgence, you're supposed to have trouble. But if you are being disciplined, living a life submissive to the Lord, humbly, in wisdom, living for eternity, God's desire is not that everyone be rich. By the way, that's an error of one segment of Christendom that says if you just have more faith, you'll be rich. Really? Did you know most people throughout Bible history, the history of the church, have been poor? Now, they've been rich in faith, but they haven't been rich in material things. Why? Because the government, the Roman government, was against them. All throughout history, Christians have been persecuted. In many parts of the world, Christians cannot get ahead. For me personally, when I was in college, I used to be a courier for Bibles. They called them Bible smugglers. I said, I'm a courier. I took Bibles in from Western Europe to Eastern Europe, into the communist countries. It was very exciting and very fascinating work. But you know what I learned? The families that I delivered those Bibles to in Poland, in Romania, in Czechoslovakia, in East Germany, in Hungary, all of the Bibles that we got into Russia and to the Ukraine, do you know what the Christian families were like? Poor. Why? Because under communism, if you were a Christian and the government knew it, your children could not go to college. They could not become anything educated, a professional. They were laborers for life, and so were you. That was just the way it was during the years of communism, those 70 years. And so Christians who were gifted, who were godly, who were submissive to the Lord and humble and living for eternity, lived in terrible poverty. What did God say to them, as he said throughout all the centuries? 1 Timothy 6:6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing in this world. It's certain you can't carry anything out. But what can you do? You can send it ahead. anything we do sacrificing for Christ, we send ahead to eternity. The second thing Paul told Timothy is in verse 8. And this is what he says. He says in verse 8, "And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." What does verse 8 mean? That we should seek necessities and wait for the rest. The only thing we should seek for is food and clothing. In other words, shelter and survival. That's the only thing we have to have every day. Not the latest iteration of electronics. Did you know, as a pastor for decades, I would sit down with couples having financial problems. And one of the things I used to do is I'd say, if you really want help, you know, bring your Bible and also just kind of bring some of your financial records so we can talk about it. And one thing that's neat to do is, at first I used to ask for them to show me their checkbook. But, you know, who uses checks anymore? What's really telling is their charge bill. And I'll never forget one couple who came in that were $24,000 in debt on their credit card. And the wife said, "We just don't know what happened." And I said, "Well, let's look at the charge bill." And I said, "What is that?" "Oh," they said, "those are sweatshirts. We were on vacation and our whole family bought sweatshirts, $40 each, you know, for six people, $240. I said, "Wow. And you borrowed money on your credit card to get that?" "Oh, yeah. You see, we live in a society where people spend money they don't have because they can charge it. They can have credit. They can go in debt. You know what God says? And having food and clothing, be content. Only seek necessities. Wait for the rest." When Bonnie and I, my wonderful wife Bonnie, sitting over there and always a distraction when I look at her. Did you know when we first got married and moved to California to be on staff at Grace Community Church, we only bought things when we had enough money to pay for them. We decided we'd never be in debt, and we've never been in debt. Our whole 38 years of marriage, we've always been able to pay fully for whether it's the car or whatever. We never, other than our mortgage, that we always paid and put a lot of money down. But other than that, never were in debt. Did you know our first couch, we waited a whole month, and then we went to the Goodwill, and we bought a reconditioned, that means used, couch. Before that, the only furniture we had in our house were we went to the local grocery store and asked them if we could have the crates that produce came in. Back then, there used to be these beautiful wooden crates that things came in. And we had one crate that was a nightstand. We had another crate that was kind of like an end table. And then we went to a garage sale. And I could go on and on with how fun it was. But do you know what? We waited. We only sought necessities. We got an apartment and we moved in, but we waited for everything else. You say, "Oh, those are great stories from the old days." Are they? Godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into the world that certainly can carry nothing out. Verse 8, "And having food and clothing, with these you shall be content." Why? Verse 9. The next principle is avoid a consuming desire for prosperity. Verse 9 says, "Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and many foolish and harmful lusts, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some strayed from the faith, piercing them through with many sorrows." Avoid a consuming desire for prosperity. That's a summary of the whole book of Proverbs. You want to live God's way? Don't spend your life consumed with having more and more stuff. And of working more and more hours so you can buy more and more things and spend more money than you earn and hope to pay for them over many years. That is kind of like the lie of the world that has enslaved our society. The book of Proverbs says that you are a slave to whoever you owe money to. Most people are a slave to the lenders for their car, for all of these things they bought that they couldn't afford, and they're so far in debt, even for their education, that they will be paying for that the rest of their life. And never able to do this. Say, "Lord, I surrender to you, and I would like to do anything you want me to do in life." Most people can't say that because they're so far in debt, because they've spent such a lot of their life with a consuming desire for prosperity.